Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jumpstart Your Career podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, careers coach from Purple Transitions Personal Growth. I hope you've all had a fantastic weekend and you're ready for the week ahead. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners to our podcast community and also welcome back all the returning listeners. And I'd like to thank those of you who have recently subscribed to the podcast. The podcast reach is expanding at an incredible pace. Jumpstart Your Career podcast is now attracting a global audience across 88 countries of listeners who tune in regularly. Thank you so much for your support. In today's topic, it's going to be all about how you can clean up your social media footprint as you prepare for your job search. Now, cleaning up your social media post is a wise step to take when you're actively job hunting. According to a survey by Career Builder, 60% of employers in the United States use social networking sites to research job candidates. Today, I'm going to explore some reasons why it's important to clean up your social media presence. And I'm going to share 10 tips on how you can do this to create a professional persona online. Now, before I dive into today's topic, I'd like to invite you to sign up to the Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. By signing up, you'll receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. And the newsletter is packed with insider tips and expert advice. Sign up to our newsletter today and you'll also receive an exclusive 25% discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I've put the link in the show notes of this episode. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll be notified of all the new episodes. Let's get started on today's episodes. Now, there are some employers who do view social media profiles of job candidates as part of the hiring process. Employers tend to use social media screening to identify red flags or behaviours that might be incompatible with the role. There might be inappropriate or offensive content, unprofessional behaviour, or even negative content that might not align with the employer's values. I remember there was an incident at a company that I worked for at our Christmas party. One of our she was a very high-flying individual in the organisation, and she started drinking a lot, and her behaviour just became really sort of aggressive towards colleagues. And following that Christmas party, she was no longer invited to client business dinners or client lunches, because it was quite a risk, because the company where I worked at, we manage portfolios for very high net worth clients, and it'd be quite a risk for her to go out on a luncheon where alcohol may be served, and they really didn't want to risk that, the company. And there was another organisation where I worked at where there was a senior manager. He had posted a photo of himself on social media, and in that photo he was wearing a very offensive costume at a party. So that's two examples of ways that you can really embarrass yourself or cause issues in your role by posting content like that. Now, what do employers want to see when they go onto these profiles? Well, they want to see a candidate that conveys a professional image, that you come across as a good fit for the company's culture. Now, according to Career Builders survey, 49% of hiring managers who screen candidates via social media networks said they found information that caused them not to hire a candidate. I'm going to share some of the top pieces of content that turned off employers. Now, number one was provocative or inappropriate photographs or videos. Number two, there was information about the candidate drinking or using drugs. Number three, the candidate had discriminatory comments that were related maybe to race, religion, gender on their posts. And the final one was where a candidate was being really negative or bad-mouthing a previous employer or fellow employees. So your online presence can often be the first impression an employer has of you. So it's important to present a professional and a positive image. I'm going to share 10 steps to help you clean up your social media footprint. Now, the first one is to review your privacy settings. Check your privacy settings on each platform and make sure you understand who can see your posts and photos and personal information. It's a good idea to set your profile to private or limit the visibility of certain posts to only your friends. Number two, remove inappropriate content. Delete or untag yourself from any posts or photos or comments that might contain offensive or inappropriate or even controversial content. And remove any content that might be considered offensive or unprofessional. Number three, update your profile photos and cover images. Use a professional profile photo that presents you in a positive light. Number four, ensure your About Me section provides an accurate and professional image of yourself and highlight your skills and experience that are relevant to your job search. Number five, review your post history. Scroll through your timeline and review past posts and delete anything or edit anything that might be seen as unprofessional or potentially harm your image. Number six, monitor your friends and connections. Be mindful of the content that others tag you in or mention you in. If necessary, ask your friends and connections to remove any posts or edit any posts that could reflect poorly on you. Number seven, share relevant content. Share articles and posts or updates related to your industry or interests. And avoid sharing or reposting content that could be controversial. Number eight, check if you've got any linked accounts. For example, Twitter may be connected to your LinkedIn, and review all the content on those accounts. Number nine, Google yourself. Conduct a Google search of your name to see what information about you is publicly available. And this will give you an idea of what potential employers might find. Number 10, when you're posting or commenting, maintain a professional tone. Avoid getting involved in heated debates or comments or anything like that. So remember that cleaning up your social media presence is not just about removing negative content. It's an opportunity for you to enhance your professional image, showcase your qualifications and your achievements, and make a positive impression to potential employers. Now we're going to move on to our quote. And the quote is by Will Rogers. And the quote is, "You never get a second chance to make a first impression." And this quote reminds us of the lasting impact a first impression sets the tone for how other people will perceive us. And that perception can be difficult to change. I hope this episode has shed some light on the topic and provided you with some valuable insights. Remember, if you need some help with job interviews or you're thinking about changing your career, you can sign up for our newsletter and free interview checklists and worksheets. You'll also receive an exclusive 25% off discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our Competency Mock Interview Prep Kit. So if you click on the link in the show notes, or you could head over to our website, purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk, and you can download the link to sign up for the newsletter. I really appreciate you all supporting this podcast. As I said earlier, the podcast is growing rapidly, and we're now attracting a global audience across 88 countries. So thank you again for tuning in. And I invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast and leave a review on your favourite podcast platform. If you have any questions, you can drop me an email. My email address is sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. And I wish you the best of luck if you have an interview coming up soon. Until next time, take care, have a great week, and keep listening. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk.